Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for this week, which would be the, today is April 30th, so around that time frame, you're pretty good.
It's GTA-rific.
Yeah, I guess, because we all have GTA now. So welcome to the show. This is actually our second take on this show.
Yeah.
Because,
That's all what happened?
Yeah, we started it, and then as soon as we kind of went away from Audacity, you claim I kicked my volume level?
It's right there by your foot, which probably it shouldn't be.
So we recorded half of a show. And, I mean, a show without me is no show at all.
Yeah, isn't that true? We also had my friend Kip in the studio, and we kind of lost all his nuggets of wisdom.
Yeah, well, it's not like you weren't without your own screw-ups, which we'll get to at the end of the podcast.
Oh, what's this now?
What?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. All right, so, no crap on me. So, okay, first we're going to start off with news.
Yes.
Lots of that. I'll have to pretend to be interested in some of it for a second time. That is my punishment.
Well, you pretend the first time, too. It's okay.
This is the cross I must bear. So we'll do that. Then we'll go into best ever, best open world game ever.
Yep.
Kind of in celebration of GTA 4. Then we're going to move on to the games we've been playing this week. GTA 4, we're going to talk about that, obviously. Plus some little other nuggets that I'm not going to spill the beans on right now.
Ooh.
Other exciting things. Then we're going to talk about the weekly game releases. First with the downloadable game releases, then with the real stuff. Then we're going to go on the 4-on-1 with 4-on-1 and close it out with the mail barrel. That'll be our show.
Woot.
Do you have that one top 10 list again to go over?
Yeah, I'm finding it.
It was in my favorites.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll find it in a second.
Okay, don't worry about it. What are you eBaying?
Never
mind. I thought you were on eBay.
No.
Like, now is not the time for auctions. why don't you go in news?
Okay. So the first little news bite I have here. Spore, which will be coming out in September, will be releasing the Spore Creature Editor on June 17th. You can get either the free demo version or the full version of the editor for $9.99. The demo version is about 25% of the content in the full version.
Again, it's hard to say how much this is worth without really beginning to see it.
Yeah, well, what I liken it to is, it sounds to me like paying for the City of Heroes character creator. I mean, this is probably a little more robust than that, but I hope at least like there's a coupon in there like, hey, buy Spore in September and save $10.
That's kind of one of the cool things with City of Heroes, since like you couldn't add to your character's wardrobe, except I think you got a cape when you were level.
Yeah.
Like you made your character and that's what you looked like, so mm-hmm. It was always cool.
Yeah, it's like it always like I played the beta for Tabula Rasa, and they had all these customization options for your clothes, color and type and everything. But in a half hour of gameplay, you got all new equipment for the first quest, and everybody looked exactly the same.
Is that the one Yahtzee made a joke of?
Yeah, he did, actually. I was saying the same thing as I'm playing. I was like, oh, good. So, yeah, it's a chance to check out Spore, which I'm looking forward to. I just, like, it'll be nice if they give you that discount towards the full game, because you're basically buying a part of it.
Right.
So I know we keep talking about Battlefield Bad Company,
which baffles me. Why do you keep marking this stuff?
I don't know. I think it's interesting.
Oh, just do it quickly.
Okay, so
for my sanity's
the
sake.
Five free weapons, quote unquote. This is how you're going to get them: for the QBU-88 sniper rifle, pre-order the game at a participating retailer. For the Uzi, you download and play the demo. For the M60 light machine gun, you sign up for the Battlefield newsletter. For the F-2000 assault rifle, you register your Battlefield soldier name, and the USA S-12 shotgun, check your Bad Company stats online at launch. So it sounds like at least two of those have a kind of a time constraint on them.
Yeah, but, seems like they're not too unreasonable
yet. Yeah, I know someone said the Uzi and one of the other ones, but not the two time-constrained ones, as I recall, because I guess you could unlock them in the beta, which is over now. They said they actually were a little overpowered, it seemed.
You know what we should talk about instead? Iron Man. The movie.
You seen it?
No, but God, it's coming out Friday.
Oh, I know. It's going to be freaking incredible.
It's going to be awesome. Harry Knowles on Any Cool News called it the most perfect superhero movie ever.
I'm excited.
You know why?
Why?
Because Marvel made this movie for the first time.
Oh, straight up?
Yeah. They have, I think Paramount distributed, but, Marvel kind of, work was on everything else.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Good for them.
But I can't wait to see that on Friday. What else you got?
Well, another Battlefield thing. They, after fan out
another Battlefield thing?
Yeah, during the beta, people wanted a conquest mode added to the game.
We want conquest,
damn it. Like the old school Battlefield game mode. It's going to get patched in.
It's not Battlefield without conquesting.
And true.
And because of Battlefield, we have mediocre conquest modes in every other FPS game.
True.
So thank you, Battlefield.
Yeah, good job.
It was fun, and you know what? I enjoyed it in Battlefield 1942. But you know what the best thing in Battlefield 1942 was? That one mode, I can't remember, where it was just, there were two, like, carrier big boats, you know?
Ships.
Carrier ships. And you just, you know...
It was just dogfights?
Yeah, not dogfights much, but you had to bomb the other ship.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that was good. That was good.
Oh, sweet. Go ahead.
Okay. So,
see, I'm turning the enthusiasm up a little bit.
I'm excited
because
here. Yeah, all right, let's
go. I'm giving it another, you know.
Okay, so, in an interview with Condé Nast Portfolio, Activision chairman... I don't know. Activision chairman and CEO Bobby Kotick had this to say on the future of Guitar Hero. It's not just about guitars. We'll include a lot of other instruments, vocals, in the next edition of the game.
It's like some sort of rock band.
I know, right?
All right.
We recycled that joke from last time.
It
was a good joke.
It worked last time.
Yeah, it was
so
great.
I liked it. I mean, you know, if you didn't see this coming.
But big friggin' surprise. It's just, I think it's going to get to the point, because of the peripherals and the cost of these games, you're not going to be able to play both. I think people are going to have to say, okay, I'm getting Rock Band or I'm getting Guitar Hero. And Guitar Hero is going to have to do something really big to impress me to make me pick that over Rock Band at this point.
I think an trailer for Guitar Hero Aerosmith came out today.
I bet it looks like Guitar Hero 3.
Yeah, if you want to see a trailer for a Guitar Hero game, like, oh boy. Okay.
Good news, so-called.
Well, I'll be the judge of this.
I don't think you'll like it. Unreal Tournament 3 is coming to the Xbox 360 this summer.
No, wait a second. Because Unreal Tournament 2004 thing was freaking awesome. So maybe this is cool.
It could be.
I want to rent it.
The whole shebang with this was that it was being delayed because Epic really wanted user-generated content like mods in the Xbox. Microsoft didn't want it. They did.
So we're not getting mods this time.
No, but instead we're getting two new characters, five new maps, and split-screen capability, which will not be coming to the PlayStation 3, at least the split-screen. I don't know about I bet you the maps and characters will end up there.
So maybe
eventually.
I should get the PS3 version of this game?
By all accounts, you can even play with a mouse and keyboard on the PS3.
Did somebody make a like half-assed Team Fortress mod for it yet?
I'm sure it's coming. So far, there's been a lot of character models. Like, you get Master Chief and Marcus Phoenix and all that.
Hey, if I did kick my volume, how would I know? What would it look like instead?
Just that's where it is right now, so.
Okay, I got
touchy.
It. sorry.
But,
I'm paranoid now.
I played the demo for UT3 on the PC when it came out.
Was it a lot like UT 2004?
It's exactly like UT
2004. Well, okay, that's not horrible.
Except you have a hoverboard.
Ooh, hovering.
It didn't work that well.
I like hovering in games.
It just seems to me like the fast-paced deathmatch shooter of old is kind of on its way out.
Kind of. Well, I mean, Halo's still that very much, and
that's
still popular.
Yeah, but not like, I mean, this game is fast. Like, although, you play Halo, and it's tone for console play.
Right, and we're even seeing more, even Call of Duty 4 was more popular than Halo.
Yeah.
Which I don't know, maybe, it's not that it's not fast-paced, but it's not...
I mean, that old-school UT Quake... style of shooter.
The style of shooter where you got into a fight for somebody and you just shot your weapons for each other for about 2 minutes until someone died.
Yeah, like that's some futuristic blood sport.
Yeah. The futuristic blood sport thing. Which started with Quake 3 and Unreal Tournament.
Yeah.
Which I'm not sad to see it go.
No.
That was sort of a strange era. It was that and the only one I really thought was interesting back then was Tribes.
Tribes, well, they're, you know, the guys who made Tribes are making a new game on that instantaction.com. That'll be free. I'm excited.
We'll see. I shrugged, by the way, in case you couldn't see it.
This is shocking. Home has been delayed again.
I've got no home to go to.
Well, it'll be closed beta. We'll be extended through the summer.
I want to be in this closed beta. What can you do in this closed beta? Can you join online games in this closed beta?
I have no
what
idea.
What is this closed beta? Is it just people kind of walking around?
I think, well, it's NDA, so no one can talk
it's
about
what?
It.
It's what?
Non-disclosure agreement. If you're in it, you can't talk about it, legally speaking.
You can't do that anymore.
No, they
try. In this day and age. I was in that with Call of Duty 4. Oh, yeah, I didn't talk about
that.
No, that
wasn't a closed beta.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in it a week early anyways.
I had no NDA or anything.
I thought I was really cool.
You did.
And you just had to bring me down a notch.
Sorry.
We had to be in some sort of NDA beta.
Maybe, yes, you are. You are not allowed to talk about it. I hope you didn't. Lest some Marines come in here right now.
You know, I think there might be a podcast somewhere, like podcast 2 or 3. aren't those not even online anymore because we have space problems? Yeah, they'll be back.
Everything's going to get sorted out.
The history of Exploding Barrel.
Yeah.
God, anyway, we have to archive this stuff.
The home
so that when the
beta.
Monkeys take over, they'll understand our culture.
What are you talking about?
I'm in a rare mood.
I've noticed. Anyway, the home open beta is scheduled to start in fall. The full release in 2009, and they are gonna invite more people to the closed beta. So maybe you'll get in.
Maybe I will, and they'll send me an email, and I'll never know.
So
unless they send it to my Metal Gear Online email account,
yeah,
I'll never know.
I'm lost with that. So Kaz Harai's always good for a quote, and he had this.
You know what my favorite Kaz Harai quote is?
Which
it's
one?
Ridge Racer. Ridge.
Like you did. Oh man, that was so obvious. $599 US.
That was so obvious. Yeah, I had to. It's still funny to me.
It is still funny.
They need to like do like Sony E3 2006 press conference special edition.
Oh,
like put it on Blu-ray. Get some guest commentary.
Yes.
The whole thing was fantastic.
Well, anyway, he had this to say. We understand that we are asking PS3 and prospective PS3 users to wait a bit longer, but we need more time to refine the service to ensure a more focused game entertainment experience than what it is today. I mean, does it...
What does he think we thought that they delayed it for?
I tell you, like, this whole thing, how it keeps getting delayed and delayed and delayed, this reeks of, like, Sony was in a board meeting one day going, we should make an online service. Yeah, it'll be sweet. We'll be, like, famous. And then they, like, they started, like, making it, like, without thinking about it too much, and they were like, oh, shit. This doesn't work.
Oh, man, this is really complicated.
Yeah, and I mean, you alluded to it. The fact that, like, the MGO process with all the Konami IDs is so convoluted, and I don't see how that's ever going to tie into home. So already it seems like their biggest game isn't even going
to
use it.
Let's be fair. Signing up for MGO is complicated. For me to go on there and play it right now, it's not.
But I don't see how it's going to use home at all.
I don't know. It could. I mean, I don't even know how home works.
This is true.
I mean, home may be doing all sorts of crazy things. Okay, what else?
Okay, I got a trio of Madden-related news items here, so you can take a
Brett
nap.
Favre?
Well, okay, we'll go to that one first. Brett Favre's on the cover of Madden 09.
Okay, he's retired.
Yeah.
So everyone's like, oh, he's retired. No more Madden curse. And so mission accomplished.
I guess.
And he doesn't play Madden because he's kind of, you know, older, and he kind of complains because...
Yeah. Well, he says to ESPN, I'm not savvy enough to play this game. Most of the younger generation has no idea Madden coached. Some of our guys play Madden better than they play on Sundays, and they spend more time talking about playing Madden.
Burn. Take that. You know, that's not a burn on Madden as much as it is a burn on football players.
The Green
players.
Bay Packers.
Yeah, like...
But apparently...
We could have won that
apparently,
Super Bowl.
As long as the Madden gaming franchise has had the NFL players license, Brett Favre's been in every one.
Lol.
Yeah.
So I remember Madden 97. That was a good one.
That was. Well, I think in 09, like 93 or something is an unlockable.
You can unlock Madden 93?
Yeah.
Wasn't there one that didn't come out in 96 for PlayStation or something?
Maybe.
There's something like it. Yeah,
yeah, you're right. It got canceled outright because they thought it was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Good call.
I got this all down. Oh, by the way, kind of news. GameSpot gave GTA 4 a 10, right? And I'm just kind of, and somebody's like. GameSpot?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, they did. No, okay. Don't be. Yeah, they did.
Nope, they did.
And it was just interesting because, like, some news site was like, this is the fifth 10 they've given out in their history. And I was kind of sad when I realized I remembered what the other four were.
For GameSpot?
Yeah, I know.
Well, let's see.
I knew. What? You want me to do it? You want to give it a shot?
Let me try. Grim Fandango.
No,
then,
you're already done. You're already lost.
Soul
they
Calibur.
Get like a 9.8. Soul Calibur.
Ocarina of Time.
Yeah, you get one more check, by the way. Yeah.
Two more, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I know what they are in Famitsu.
What'd you say so far?
Soul Calibur and Ocarina of Time.
Okay, yeah, these two are the kind of the weird ones.
Weird ones, eh?
Yeah.
Final Fantasy VIII?
No.
I don't know. What?
Chrono Cross and Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3.
I'm making very odd faces right now.
I remember both those happening.
Chrono
now,
Cross?
First off,
that game doesn't get a 10.
They gave it one.
Oh my
And I remember
God.
When that happened. Everyone was kind of, I mean, you know. And
rightfully
so. I think they gave it the first review, too, so that's why there was a lot of
hype. Yeah,
well, I don't know if maybe there was a little shadiness going on there. Tony Hawk, maybe. But I'll tell you what, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 was awesome.
It was a good one.
Maybe the best one. That or four.
Four was good.
You know, I'll tell you what. As far as, like, a Tony Hawk game with skateboarding can get, I don't know if it can get better than Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3.
It's probably true.
So, give it... Go ahead.
Okay. Anyways.
So,
Madden won't be in Madden.
Yeah.
They got Tom Hammond and Chris Collinsworth of NBC Sports commentary.
They're just getting ready for when he finally bites the dust.
No, don't say that. Madden will never die.
What? If Dave Thomas can die, Madden can die.
That's a good point. Shoot. And as an aside, we talked about before how Head Coach 09 will only be included with the Collector's Edition of Madden. No more.
Now you can buy it for $60.
Now $49.99.
Oh, September man, 2nd. Budget price.
Actually, today Kip called me. Mm-hmm. He wants to get a bunch of Xbox games. I guess GameStop or someone's having a...
Xbox One, you mean?
Yeah, because that's all he has. Okay. They're having like a buy two, get one free on used games. He's calling me because he was for sure getting Panzer Dragoon Orta, which I said, you know, good man.
Is he sure he's going to like that?
Yeah, I explained it to him. He sounded excited. And then
guys, I wasn't insinuating that that's a bad game.
Oh, just, no,
I don't know.
Not for him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Don't get mad at me.
I think I'll like it. He was getting to get FIFA because he and a friend really want to play it.
Whatever.
And he's like, so I need a third game.
Tell me you told him head coach.
He said it to me. I was like, I will not be friends with you anymore if you buy that game. It's supposed to be awful. And he goes, no, but I like football. I go, I don't care. It's a bad game. I like football too, but like if I just get a bunch of games like some stick figures and I say, go here, guys, and then it tells me if they did it or not. So I got him to get Beyond Good and Evil.
Oh, great game. Yep. Might not like it, but good game.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's go ahead.
All right, now we got Burnout news.
Oh, the new expansion pack came out.
Yeah, so the Burnout Bogart update came out, and it caused some frame rate issues in the 360. Criterion actually rolled back the patch until they get a fix out, hopefully this week. I haven't heard an ETA on it yet. In the meantime, they've announced the Davis patch, which will come in August after the Cagney patch. The Davis patch will offer nighttime driving.
These names?
They're old, like film noir era movie stars. Betty Davis, James Cagney, Humphrey Bogart. That's
interesting.
Yeah. So yeah, there will be night driving with less traffic and motorcycles.
I want the Rooney
with
patch.
New locations. Who?
I'm looking forward to the Rooney patch.
Yeah, you might be too current.
Mickey Rooney?
How old was he back then? He was a lot younger.
Well, he was a child star in that time.
Yeah, I mean, they're going like the...
That's when he was most famous.
You might get like...
You ever see Captain's Courageous?
That's what I'm trying to say. Who is the guy in that... Spencer Tracy.
Right.
There'll be a Tracy update, I bet you.
Well, he was in... But Mickey Rooney was in Captain's Courageous.
Who was he in that?
He was the captain's teenage son.
Oh, the one who was like, that's how we get cod liver oil.
What?
You don't remember that line? They always stuck out to me for some reason.
What a random
line. We're on so many asides today.
Go.
Retro. Key Metroid Prime staff leaves the company. This comes from Shaq News.
Metroid Prime 1 was great. The other two were not as good. But they weren't going to... They said they weren't going to make a new Metroid game anyways.
Yeah.
So Metroid fans need not cry.
Yeah, Metroid Prime director Mark Pacini, art director Todd Keller, and principal technology engineer Jack Matthew all left. Rumors abound that they will start their own company.
What's next for the next big Metroid game now, you wonder? I think it's going to be a while.
Yeah. I think the series is going to go on a hiatus, kind of like it did after Super Metroid.
I think we might see some, you know, cute little portable games.
Maybe. So the Nintendo channel's finally going to launch alongside WiiWare. This came out in Japan a few months ago.
So we'll get DS demos. Okay.
That's something I support.
That's fine.
Lord of the Rings Online celebrates 1 year. Probably is the most successful MMO since WoW.
It's my favorite of the WoW clones.
Which it totally unashamedly is.
Oh, yeah.
But to celebrate, they're making the lifetime membership option available again for $199. You will never have another monthly fee. The 90-plus day subscriptions are only going to be about $10 a month now. They're having all kind of rare loot drops and in-game events. There's a new content patch put out. And if you're a former player of the game who did not renew their subscription, you get 5 days free to come back and check out all the new stuff.
I guess that applies to us, right?
Yeah, we could go in there.
If I wanted to.
So this is good fun. The Okami cover goof-up. For those of you who may have looked at it on a store shelf or online.
This is kind of old news now, but it was still funny.
Yeah, the IGN watermark is clearly visible there in the box.
Yeah, you really have to go to like a store and look at it for yourself.
Yeah,
you have to see it. It's funny.
So Capcom feels real bad, and they're offering you replacement covers. Choose from one of three if you go to their website. You don't even need like a proof of purchase. I ordered one just for the hell of it. And interestingly enough, the IGN watermark also is on the strategy guide, but in a different place. I don't know how that happens.
I don't know. Maybe they're like, oh, crap, we forgot the watermark.
So I'll go to some MGO beta news. last week, the beta finally launched. It started Friday, delayed back from Monday. But since then, there have been
incredible.
No
it's
issues.
Been very
it's
stable.
Rock solid.
Yeah.
And to top it off, on Monday, they released a new update that added an additional map and a new mode called Sneaking Mission.
I'll be speaking on MGO extensively.
Have fun.
During what I've been playing.
Yeah, so we'll get into the new mode, the Sneaking Mission.
My weekend gaming.
And some GTA news to round us out. It did launch this week. I hope you're all having fun.
I'll tell you what, I could have gone to that midnight launch, and me and Chris, we actually drove kind of, we went out to get some food late. We drove by at like 10 to midnight. There was just a huge line. I'm like,
yeah.
Screw that.
Yeah.
I can wait until tomorrow.
But Xbox Live made a big deal about how they did a lot of server preparation for the game so that we didn't have a repeat of Christmas. They apparently doubled their server capacity in the last 2 months, and those dashboard updates we got that really didn't seem to do anything were all going towards increased stability.
Me and you trying to play online last night with GTA, we had a heck of a time with
it. Well, I think we just didn't realize it just takes a second for the other person to pop up in that lobby.
Even then, we were getting... Like, there was a lot of times where we tried to do it, and we were just getting kicked back to the single-player game.
Yeah, I think...
I'm not too upset, but there are issues.
People are really impatient in this game, I've noticed. Like, I'll try to start games... Someone will join the room, and if the game doesn't start in 30 seconds, they quit, and then someone else joins. If everyone just wait,
they're
it would fill
they're
up.
Used to Call of Duty and Halo like speed matchmaking.
Yeah, I guess
almost.
So. Interestingly enough, it actually seems the PS3 version is having online issues with a lot of the servers down and people not being able to get online.
I always kind of forget that there is a PS3 online version.
So, I don't know if that's been ironed out yet. The problems were reported yesterday on launch, so hopefully that gets fixed up. We'll talk about the online multiplayer in the game as well.
Yeah,
shortly.
A little bit later. But first, why don't we go to that fun list of mine.
Oh, shoot, where is that?
Go to bookmarks.
Oh, that list. I thought you meant the Derek Robbins 10th Hour list.
No, you remember?
I got you. Here we go.
It's what is it? 11 signs you are no longer a hardcore gamer. And we, you know, it's kind of fun to go through this.
Yes.
To test ourselves. See if we are still hardcore.
Okay.
So what's number... You have to read it now. I'm too afraid to get close to the computer screen anymore.
I got you.
So I don't want to kick my volume knob.
Number one on this list, and it's in no particular order. You prefer playing against the computer.
And I mean, sometimes...
Yeah, if I don't feel like dealing with people, but...
Like sometimes, I mean, like I'm playing MGO, I'm like, man, I wish there were some bots in this game.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, it's just... It's more like I prefer playing with adults.
I prefer playing against the computer in Wii Online games.
Ooh, burn.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Number two, you only play when your girlfriend is out.
You're the one with a girlfriend. But yeah. you don't play...
For one, she lives in Pittsburgh, yeah, so it's not like it's a problem.
So it's not like when you do go visit her, it's like, now is the time for me to play video games.
Yeah, and we play together sometimes. She enjoys
playing.
Yeah,
you play
Wii.
Like Wii together, like Wii tennis, or she'll watch you like on... she'll watch you like with... Viva Pinata or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. That counts for you.
It's okay. Next, you believe that winning isn't everything.
Yeah, that is really true. I don't even care anymore. There used to be a time where it was so important. Back in like my earliest Team Fortress 2 days, that would make my day if I like won an intense round of CT. Team Fortress Classic. Give me a break. I'm so used to hearing TF2 everywhere now.
Mm-hmm. It's been days, not hours, since you last switched on your console.
Oh, GTA 4, not
yours
someone.
Yours is on right now.
Oh, yeah, I got my GTA 4 going. I'll be coming back to you, baby.
For us.
Give me 30 more minutes.
You're the oldest person trading in games at GameStation or your game trading store of choice.
What's GameStation, anyways?
I don't know.
Is this European or something?
I don't think so. It's Tech Radar. We should have mentioned that.
Tech Radar. Thank you, Tech Radar.
That's not a problem.
No, not so much with me.
If you like your Xbox 360 and your PS3 equally.
Yeah, like this one's explaining that since you are now an adult with more disposable income, you can kind of afford both, so you no longer are so passionate about the, quote, console war, end quote, which is kind of true.
Yeah.
I'm no longer so... Like, even this generation, like, even, like, last time, I was like, oh, man, the Nintendo GameCube, it's the best. not even this time. I'm just like, yeah, they're all great.
I like this one. You fondly remember a golden age of gaming. And as I said it before I even read it, I said, yeah, I remember it. And then I play those games, and they're not so good anymore.
Yeah.
which he also illustrates.
But sometimes you go back and one like, ah, oh, it still holds up good.
Every so
like,
often. That's,
like
that's
when I went
nice.
To like, and sometimes it's games you don't even expect. Like when I played Star Tropics recently, like, I'm surprised this is still good.
Huh.
I thought of all games, Star Tropics would like be crap now. But no, the Golden Age is still fine.
So if you avoid playing on the Wii because it's too much effort. I wouldn't say that. And not from the sense of like, oh, I gotta swing this sword in Zelda. That's not an issue. I kind of have a battery supply problem right now.
God, yeah, you are lazy in that you don't like getting more batteries.
I'm cheap.
Yeah.
I just need to buy rechargeable ones someday. Your FPS experience consists of spawn, run, die, spawn, run, die, spawn,
this is
kind of
what we were talking about earlier. The transition from like those older style FPS games to kind of this newer sort of, now you have to hide and really worry about that headshot kind of thing, you know? Mm-hmm. If you play it old style, you just die and die and die. I think I've adjusted.
Yes. You find the idea of video games based on board games perfectly acceptable, and I do.
This is so you.
Catan and Carcassonne and Lost Cities are excellent.
And I like them too, so what am I going to say?
Yeah.
But, I mean, God, it's kind of funny.
You pre-order GTA 4, but don't mind if it doesn't turn up on launch day. If that Best Buy didn't have any on Tuesday, I would have been pissed.
But that's say something. We did not go to the midnight. We didn't put everything, you know, else aside.
No, but I did wake my butt up and get the Best Buy when it opened with Kip and Toe to pick it up.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I just went after school, and I'm still further than you.
Well, because then we played 18 holes of golf the other day and
Ooh,
made dinner.
Aren't you cool?
I am cool.
All right, so that's the list. I thought it was fun.
Yeah, it's good times.
Okay, so our week in gaming. Let's talk about GTA 4.
No, you gotta do the best ever.
Best ever? Whoa, sorry. You want to cut that out, or should I just leave it in with all its awkwardness?
I like this. We'll keep going. It's not like we've never done it before. What's that look you're giving me?
I'm trying to increase the awkwardness with pauses of silence. I'm trying to make you break.
I can't take it.
Who will speak first? What are we doing?
I don't know.
Okay, listen. This is the best open world game ever. Not Ooh. Counting GTA 4.
Yeah.
Which is unfair.
Obviously.
Okay, this is going to be a fast one.
So we got the other GTA games.
We got the... let's go with three.
Three and up.
Three and
three
up.
Three plus.
You know, Vice City and San Andreas. All games which I thought were cool. I love to go AWOL on them. I never finished a single
Yeah, I never was much for the mission structure in those games at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, I mean, I did enjoy, like, some of the stuff San Andreas did with, like, the more RPG elements.
So I didn't get far enough into it.
But, yeah, that was fun. The one I really like was Crackdown, because it was, you know, superhuman, jumping around all over the place.
Yeah, because, like, Crackdown suffers from that problem where, I mean, the base gameplay, go here and shoot that guy, not that exciting. But they made getting there so much fun.
Yeah, and the shooting was competent. It worked.
Mm-hmm.
And you had plenty of health. So you
and co-op was really fun in that game.
Co-op was fun. Also, great achievements.
Yeah, that's a game where it needs achievements. Totally.
As an aside, you know what is the worst thing on, like, a video game website ever?
Huh.
Are the GameFAQs top 10 lists. They are retarded. They have a daily top 10 list.
I barely ever go there anymore.
They're just horrible. The one was like top 10 worst achievements. And like the one where you pick up that sphere and throw it at people was on that list.
That was awesome.
It doesn't even make any sense.
That was awesome.
And they just
had that was so fun. We did that in co-op. That was great.
Right. They just make the most. They did something a while ago that made me mad. I can't remember now. But I mean, stupid, because it's just like they're contributors and just horrible, horrible lists.
Hmm.
Anyways, so we like Crackdown. I liked Spider-Man 2.
Yes.
That was fun, swinging
Spider-Man
around.
Spider-Man
3. Spider-Man 3.
It was fun on the Wii, because you got to like
if
use the motion controls for swinging. I thought that was kind of fun. But, yeah, Spider-Man 2 was a good time.
And Saints Row, I played a little bit above, you know,
yeah,
GTA
the poor man's GTA. That
we never played Scarface so much.
I played Godfather.
I played Godfather, and that was kind of
which
fun.
Was, yeah. You know what's one we didn't talk about last time? Assassin's Creed.
I guess that does kind of count.
Again, yeah. It's
yeah, you're right.
It's got to me the same appeal as Crackdown, where the missions themselves are repetitive, but getting there is fun.
Yeah, and I like Assassin's Creed a lot.
I do too.
Everyone else can go to hell. Some people were kind of down on that game.
Yeah,
I like Assassin's Creed.
I
you see
too.
One of the achievements is called Assassin's Greed.
Yeah,
in
I thought that
GTA
was great.
GTA 4. Yeah,
I also got the warm coffee achievement.
Yeah, very cleverly named.
Yes.
What else? We said Burnout
Paradise. Yeah, Burnout Paradise qualifies,
kind of,
I'd say.
I'm glad that we're kind of getting other genres into this open world thing.
Yeah.
I remember back when they were talking about Fable, I kept like thinking, oh, is this going to be the fantasy open world game? And not so much.
Yeah. That's kind of Oblivion, really.
Yeah.
Which I guess could also go on this list, and Morrowind before, and really all the Elder Scroll games.
Right, right. Well, ooh, I wonder if your pick changes now that Oblivion is an option. Let's see. Well, my favorite, okay, and we're probably missing something. My favorite was Crackdown, because I just love the insane comic superhero sort of.
As far as just on the merits of its open world design go, I will also say Crackdown.
Okay, but your favorite, but overall game, you say Oblivion, I'm sure.
Yes.
Let's not talk about Oblivion. I put the embargo on Oblivion months ago.
You did a long time ago.
You've broken it a couple times on special occasions.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay, so.
Now we can talk about what we've been playing. Should we save GTA first or last?
Let's do it first.
Okay.
It's what the people want to hear.
Well, and we'll give you what you want.
Shut up.
Okay.
Okay. I love the opening.
Oh, the credits were fantastic. Yeah. I'm sitting there with Kip. We're watching. Well, first of all, the idiot's sitting there like picking on a guitar. I'm like, shut up. I'm trying to watch this. Kind of important. And so he finally did, because he was drawn into it. And
I love how it starts up when you're all of a sudden just driving a car. Like, great transitions and stuff like that. But it's still very much Grand Theft Auto.
Totally.
Make no mistake.
Like, you're driving around, and you're like, yep, this still feels like GTA.
Yeah, I was almost kind of taken aback at how much it felt like GTA. I'm like,
yeah, because when you watch it in trailers, it doesn't look it.
Yeah.
I think it just by the way it plays, and then your brain starts associating it, and it makes it work.
Almost when your cousin Roman started first driving up in the car, was kind of like the first time things didn't look like unbelievably fantastic.
Right.
Like the car physics didn't look great. You were kind of like brought back into reality a bit. You're like, okay,
just a touch.
This is still a video game.
Yeah.
For the Xbox 360. We're still not, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not playing a movie yet, but still.
But watching that opening, I was like, I felt like I was getting ready to like watch some crime drama.
Yeah,
it was very exciting.
The story has been very captivating so far.
Yes,
the characters have been fantastic.
Well, I think, yeah, I mean, it's worth mentioning because we just said we were never ones much to focus on the missions in these games, the previous GTA games, but that's all I've done.
Yeah, I haven't even had to go. I haven't gone AWOL yet.
I have not done that either. I almost don't want to. I like Nico so much as a character.
Yeah,
I don't want to portray him as some guy who's just going to drive around running.
Yeah,
people.
I know. I don't think he'd do that.
It's like it bothers me.
Yeah, me too. Even like some of the cutscenes, he kind of seems like, you know, obviously he doesn't have too much of a problem with killing people, but he's still like
he does what he needs to do.
Yeah,
to survive.
I don't see him as, you know, going mindlessly killing innocent people.
Exactly. He's a very likable character, and I think they hit one out of the park with him.
Right.
He's great.
Roman's great too. There are a lot of great characters.
Yeah,
there.
All the characters except. I like Little Jacob, except I can't understand
saying. I have not done a Little Jacob mission since that first one.
And you play with subtitles. See, I don't like playing with subtitles, because then I just spend the entire time reading it, and I don't
see
anything
I don't
else.
See how you couldn't.
I don't know. I think because I play on a 5.1
There's
system.
No way you have any idea what Little Jacob is saying.
Yeah, it's funny, because I kind of feel like Nico, because he can't really understand him,
Nico kind of does, though.
Yeah,
well, Nico seems... For someone who doesn't even know English very well, Nico understands this guy better than I do.
But it almost plays like Charlie Brown conversations, where it's like after then he's like, sure, I will go down to the depot and take care of this man for you. I'm like, okay, I'm going to the depot and shooting somebody.
But also, there's parts where Nico or other people speak in foreign languages, and that'll be subtitled in English for you.
Oh, really?
Which is kind of cool.
Oh, spiffy.
You know, it kind of bugs... I mean, this is just a thing with me, like... The edges on everything on my TV is slightly cut out. So sometimes a little bit of the subtitles we cut out on the bottom, like a little bit of my radar is cut out on the left.
Yeah, we need to try the HDMI
cable. Things get a little blurry. Yeah, I need an HDMI cable. What do you think of the new shooting engine?
It's great. I love – there was another game that did this. I can't remember which one it was, where when you're locked on, you can still shift the reticule a bit to target specific body parts. Who – maybe it was The Godfather, actually, I think did that.
You know what did that first?
Huh.
It was Eternal Darkness.
Really?
Yeah, I remember. I remember first playing Eternal Darkness, and it was really cool because you really did target specific body parts.
All right.
But Crackdown did it because you can
even
do it with cars.
You're right. Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I said about Crackdown. I love the shooting engine for that.
Yeah, but, and like there's the one mission where they just wanted you to intimidate some guys. They had you pull a gun on the one guy and then shoot the other guy in the leg.
Yeah, that
was
cool.
Oh, cool.
One thing I don't really like about the shooting, and you know, most part it's good, but you can't rapid fire so much by like keep pushing the archer. You kind of have to hold it down and keep shooting. I kind of wish it was more shoot.
No, that doesn't bother me that much.
I don't know. Maybe once I get more submachine guns and stuff, but
yeah,
for the pistol kind of bothers me. And it takes a few hits to take a person down, and just as many to take you down. You die a little easily, but it's definitely an improvement. I don't think it's not the best shooting system.
But
it's definitely much more serviceable.
The thing that always struck me about GTA games is it was kind of this jack of all trades where It did everything competently, but not exceptionally.
All right, that's always been the complaint.
And I think in this one, though, everything's
better.
It's getting beyond that. Like, the driving feels really good.
I don't know if the driving is much better.
The physics are unique. They're not like many other driving games. Once you get them down, it becomes really fun to just drive around.
You can't drift so well in this.
Right. Well,
you need to actually...
The handbrake, you have to use it differently than you think you need to use it.
Oh?
I'm getting the hang of it.
Okay, because I can't really
drift. And, like, the shooting is much better. Like, I've flown the helicopter in multiplayer a few times. That controls really well
now.
Yeah, I
want to try that. I will say, I did make my first motorcycle chase.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a motorcycle chase in a crowd city with cars does not work out so well usually.
Yeah.
Because if you run into one
thing. I haven't
done
one yet, but
it's fun to watch him go flying out of it. But
But
then your guys run away like, oh, fuck this, give me a car. And then you
that's another I want to talk about. They have the Euphoria physics, which generates animations on the fly with a combination of physics and AI. And, that looks great. Like, yeah, I was doing this one car chase where I'm driving up behind the guy's van, and we both went flying through the air. My car clipped a tree, and Nico went flying out of the windshield. But it's cool, because of that physics, you could see him, like, actually put his hands down, like, brace for impact and everything, and I was like, wow, this is cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of neat little things. Like, you can watch TV, radios there. I just went to, I just set up my online account, quote, in the game for the first time. Internet. I mean, there's like a lot of stuff you can do in the internet.
I've heard.
Get set up dates. I think you can buy cars, weapons, and a lot of neat stuff. Get email, obviously.
And I've done bowling, pool, and darts.
Yeah, those are all pretty.
And even on their own, they're pretty fun.
I don't understand. It's not so much the mechanics of the dart game. I don't understand the rules of the dart game.
I'll explain it to you later.
Okay, thank you.
I don't need to go into that here.
I like how there's achievements for all those little things, though.
Oh, are there? I didn't even notice it.
I guess you didn't win in bowling.
No, I won.
Oh, did you? One achievement I got was get 180 score with three darts. So hit that triple 20 three times in a row, and you get an achievement.
Just trying to think what else to talk.
Most of you guys are probably all playing it right now.
We haven't even touched multiplayer yet.
Yeah, let's talk about multiplayer. I mean, again, we had some trouble getting into it.
Yeah, we tried to do the party system where it kind of drops you and your party into the city, and then the leader picks the game type. So what we didn't realize, because like we would launch the game type, I'd get into the lobby and I didn't see him, and then we realized you just had to wait a little bit, and then you would both pop. It was incongruous, or maybe that's not quite the word I want, but
also there seems to be a problem. There's when we were doing cops and critters, there was kind of a problem with balancing teams.
Yeah,
it was like four versus like eight.
Yeah, it didn't auto balance it, and I saw where the option would be to change it, but it wasn't letting us. I don't know, maybe that's because we were in party mode.
Yeah, I don't know.
But then like everyone's getting pissed at each other and stuff. It's everyone needs to
calm down. Tensions were rising. Yeah. It was kind of amusing, but I mean, it was definitely fun.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could play a bit more well balanced. We just did that in Team Deathmatch.
Yeah.
You know, both I like how it's like not just two teams in Team Deathmatch. Like, me and you were on a team against
multiple teams. That was fun. It's fun. Like, two people jump in the car, one guy's a driver, the other guy punches in where you're going on the GPS, and he's the shooter.
Do you see this multiplayer mode as something you're going to visit a lot? Like, is this, like, as important to Grand Theft Auto as, say, Call of Duty 4's multiplayer mode is important to it?
I don't think so.
Me neither.
It's a fun diversion. Like, I mean, it seems to me like the time I would have spent where I just put in GTA and just drive around like an idiot, I'll just do that in multiplayer.
I don't even know, but I like the multiplayer, but I don't think it's something that's going to completely captivate me.
I really like Cops and Crooks. I think that's fun. It's a cool idea. We had fun doing it. The one time, remember, I was driving, you were shooting, we took out the last guy. That was very exciting.
Right. Well, are we done about GTA? Because this is a good transition for me.
Okay.
Because a multiplayer component of a mostly single-player game that I really am enjoying is Metal Gear Online.
Yes.
And I really, honestly, I really, really like playing Metal Gear Online.
I like it, too. I don't like it as much as you, but
yeah.
I like it.
Well, I mean, just so many...
You've played it more.
Right, but there's just so many cool things you can do. I mean, the shooting is just so spot-on for me. And just, like, all of that CQC stuff to knock a person down. So when you get close quarters, you know...
Yeah, now that you've explained it to me,
knock a person down, shoot them in the head... So many, just there's tricks people don't even like know about too much yet. Like, I love, you know, laying down on the ground, pressing triangle button so you get on your back, and then you hold down triangle button and you play dead. And people have no idea, and they walk right by you, and, you know, push the L1 button
and take them out.
It's just so good. My favorite kind of mode so far been Team Deathmatch, which is just, you know, kind of fun. Not so much as normal deathmatch because then it gets a little too kind of chaotic.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like who's really gonna win. Capture is a lot of fun, where you get the frogs.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, I had a good round of that.
Yeah.
You were watching me play
that. I like that's best on Groznygrad.
Uh-huh.
There's that the new map I play a little bit of. It's really cool. It seems like it's actually set in Metal Gear Solid 4. I forget what it's called, but it's cool. Midtown Madness or something like that. Then the other map is Bloodbath. Yeah, and that's like the little kind of small map. That's good for team deathmatch. Works for capture well. One thing, I've been trying to play. I've been playing sneaky mode a lot because I want to play a snake.
Right. Have you ever gotten to play as him yet?
First off, no.
Damn.
Second off, I don't know about how good the mode is because either everybody who's played Snake is horrible. Because I've been playing a lot, whoever's Snake, they never do anything.
Right.
So it's just, and like, the match will go for 15 minutes, and like, I don't, he's supposed to like knock, he's not supposed to kill someone, he has to knock them out and get their dog tag, and he has to get so many of them. But I mean, I've never seen Snake win. And I mean, I barely ever even get to see Snake. When I do, seems like I can kill him fairly easily.
Right.
If I encounter Snake, usually I have an advantage over him.
Gets like his octo camo and everything. I think people are taking advantage of his stealth abilities in that game type.
Yeah, I think this will be something better a little down the line. Like, I'm not really, it's my least favorite mode probably, but I keep playing because I just want to be Snake once.
Right.
I'm like almost just giving up at this point. But everything else about it, I love, there's like a level up system with abilities that, I mean, it's not like Call of Duty 4 where it's kind of fast-paced. I mean, you have to go for a while. I haven't leveled up. Besides my most like basic rank, which is just really for matchmaking, I haven't leveled up assault rifles yet. When you level up like knife all the way to 3, that's when you can slit throats and CQC.
Oh, okay.
Stuff like that. So it's really cool.
You know what it was true in this game. It was true in the Battlefield Bad Company beta. I really missed the kill cam from Call of Duty 4. I never know how I'm dying.
You know what's weird, though? With PS3 Online, like, you just don't have any voice chat going on. You have like maybe a couple, but like it's just
because it's not as prevalent. Right, I mean, I have four Xbox headsets that I do not pay for.
Not packaging in that thing, it kind of hurts, I think.
Yeah.
But then sometimes I play like GTA 4 online. I'm like, how much do I even need this headset?
Yeah. Well, that depends. I mean, GTA multiplayer, not so hardcore strategy. MGO, a little bit.
Yeah. But usually there's kind of an unspoken, like, people kind of get what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, follow me and stuff. But I mean, I've been really enjoying that so far. Otherwise, I beat Chrono Trigger, and God, that was a while ago now.
Yeah, well done.
And, like I said, really great. Only complaint, it was kind of short. Took me 17 hours. I did all the side quests. I got the best ending. Let's close the book on Chrono Trigger. You have your a copy of Chrono Cross, though.
Yes, I gave it to you.
10 out of 10, according to GameSpot.
Yeah.
So I think I might play that this summer, maybe.
Cool.
Did I kick this thing? No. Okay.
I finally beat the last bonus mission in Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney.
So you finished Phoenix Wright.
And I'm done with that, and I enjoyed it very much.
Good.
So, yeah, I mean, really, the only thing I could say, in addition, like as far as that bonus mission goes, you can tell different people made it. I thought there were a lot of leaps in logic. Things right, that fit but, together quite as
the,
neatly.
The new mechanics. Oh,
yeah,
are cool.
I mean, yeah, the DS specific mechanics, the 3D model manipulation, the fingerprinting.
Oh yeah,
all that's fun. I support that wholeheartedly.
There's in Apollo Justice when they kind of bring all that back. You know, it was the one nature of the DS. You like take footprints and stuff like that.
Fun.
That's a fun game, but I'm glad you like that. We have to find the second one for you still. I don't think you played anything else. We played the Iron Man demo. It's fine.
Yeah,
I got some hope for it.
I played the new Xbox Live Arcade game, Lost Cities. It's a card game they translated.
Yeah, it's weird.
I find it very enjoyable. I liked it a lot.
I mean, if you've been into like Carcassonne and stuff, try the demo.
Definitely. I want to say there's something else I played this week.
I've been playing more Ninja Gaiden. It's been getting a little bit more repetitive, but like I'm almost at the end even at this point, so I should be all right.
Oh, God, this is going to bother me. I know there's one other game I played this week that was something.
I played Gran Turismo. I didn't really talk about it, even last time.
I remember. Trackmania Nations Forever. It's an arcade racer on the PC. Completely free. There is, like, a fuller version of the game that's paid. This is not, like, the free version, but it's still pretty stuffed to the brims. Here's how I can describe this game, and here's why you will be excited. It is a modern version of Whiplash.
Whiplash?
Yes.
Man, no one even knows what Whiplash
Loops,
is.
Loops, corkscrews, crazy tracks, and arcade
I don't know how
mechanics.
Whiplash will hold up today, though. But I'll try
the
it.
The actual Whiplash, I don't know. But it's free, and it's on Steam.
Okay.
Good fun. I suggest everyone try that out.
I played Gran Turismo, which, I mean, I did have some fun with.
Yeah, I played a race.
It had a cool online mode, really. you make a lot of money in the online mode to buy cars with, more than you do in the normal thing.
One of the complaints I've heard is that
There aren't very many cars, so people play the same cars.
Yeah, there's only three classifications, and there's a huge gap between the bottom of a class and the top of a class.
No, it's true. There's car advantages. But, I mean, if I didn't know about the series before and you handed me that, there's no way I'd be able to tell you that that wasn't a full retail product for $60. So, I mean, you know, it's a gorgeous game, too. Okay, that's enough for that. Let's talk about the downloadable game releases.
All right, the Wii Virtual Console saw Phantasy Star 3. Which is kind of the black sheep of the series.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's more fantasy-based than the others. I've seen some videos, just very bland aesthetics.
It was handled by a different developer, so they can quickly get another one out to cash in on the success of 2.
Was 2 really, like, so successful that they...
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't...
It was kind of a big deal.
Was it? I don't remember this series when I was a kid.
No,
you know what I mean?
We weren't much into RPGs at the time. Did we even know what Final Fantasy 3 was until
after
the fact?
Yeah, we did. No, that's not true. We knew what Final Fantasy 3 was. That was a big deal.
Were we?
Yeah.
I know we played it, but I think it was like 2 years after it came out.
No.
Yeah, because not until last we played Super Mario RPG.
Well, that wasn't that big of a gap.
Yeah, a year or two.
Well, I mean, the whole U.S., though, wasn't
it?
Well, yeah. That's my thing, is that the whole... Maybe in Japan is what you're saying.
Yeah,
I don't know. Keep going, sorry.
River City Ransom was the other virtual console release on the NES. Kind of an old-school beat-em-up.
Yeah, it looks really cool.
Xbox Live Arcade saw the aforementioned Lost Cities.
Right.
And Xbox Original saw 2 new games, Splinter Cell Chaos Theory, which was the 3rd game in the series.
Right. So that's not Pandora's Tomorrow. Now, wait, does like the online component work still when you get the Xbox? Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's the advantage of having Xbox Live servers as opposed to individual servers, because PlayStation games get like shut down a lot. Right. These will always work.
I forget that. Did Crimson Skies go in the Live Originals?
Yeah, that was one of the launch.
So you could do the online for that now. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's kind of neat.
Yeah. The other game was Metal Arms Glitch in the System, kind of third-person
shooter. Yeah, it was kind of overlooked, but it wasn't supposed to be bad.
Yeah, it was. It got well-received by critics. The PlayStation Network. We have R-Types for the PS3 and PSP, PlayStation 1.
We're never going to run out of R-Types, apparently.
No.
There's all sorts of R-Types.
Loco Roco has become a download for $21.99.
Well, what a strange price. Why not $20.99? Why not
$19.99? That extra $2 must help.
Yeah.
And some game called Kingdom of Paradise for the PSP. I have no idea what it is.
That's okay.
GameTap, Dark Star 1. I think a late 90s, early 2000 space sim that harkens back to the days of like X-Wing and Wing Commander.
Okay.
And something called Great Journey, where you are trying to stop polluters in Antarctica.
Those damn polluters. In Antarctica? Who's polluting in Antarctica?
I don't know.
That's where they're all going now.
Yeah.
Okay, so weekly game releases. Obviously, we had Grand Theft Auto 4. A lot of these have already been released. Mario Kart Wii came out. You all know Iron Man will be coming out May 2nd for every platform imaginable.
Yep.
River King, Mystic Valley for the DS is April
29th. How'd you describe this to me? It's to fishing as Harvest Moon is to farming.
Yeah, exactly.
Could be fun.
Galactic Civilization 2, Twilight of the Arnor, April.
It's the second expansion pack for Galaxy.
I like how it just says April, but whatever. Pixel Junk Monsters Encore comes out. That's PS3. Double Dragon's coming out on the virtual console. I think it did for Wii.
Oh, yeah.
So, Warhawk, Operation Broken Mirror, PS3.
I thought this was... Remember, Mark was talking about this. It must have already came out. I don't know why
I think it's out at this
here.
Point, so...
Yeah, but Mark seemed to really like it, so...
Okay. Oh, you know, we need to thank Mark again for being on the show last week.
Oh, yeah,
we did that beginning last time. We'll do it again. Chameleon, puzzle game for the PSP, May 1st. Rugu. It's pronounced Rugu. For Xbox 360, PC, Wii, and DS.
Puzzle game.
Does it say generic? Geometric puzzle. Yeah. I said generic puzzler.
It's a generic puzzle. Okay. Oh,
Let's Pilates and Let's Yoga for DS. Two separate games.
Yeah, they're like wellness themed.
They can't put
games.
Them together.
Guess not.
April 29th. Polar Games 2. April 29th for PC. Polar Games.
I have no idea
whatever.
Good for them. To the 411 on 411.
Okay, so Derek Robbins, top 10 SNES games.
Yes.
I mean, one of my favorite platforms. Probably, it could only be second to the PS2, maybe. Yes. Number 10, he puts in Teenage Ninja Turtles 4, Turtles in Time.
Good game.
It's a good game, but not top 10 worthy for me. Just because, I mean, it's a beat-em-up and it's fun, but... I mean,
I remember being floored when you picked up a foot soldier and
threw him
at the screen.
Right, but there are so many good Super Nintendo. I mean, I don't have a problem with him putting on his. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
What's 9?
9 is Super Mario World 2 Yoshi's Island, which I am still waiting for on the virtual
console. Yeah, I can't wait to play it. I haven't played it in a while.
I didn't appreciate this game when it first came out.
You know what?
When it was
released on Game Boy Advance, I didn't even play it very much. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I played everything else, but you know, that's kind of low for that game. A lot of people put that higher.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that might be right for me. Number 8, Final Fantasy 3 or 6, you know. Obviously, you know, great RPG. 7, Kirby Superstar, Hell's Yes.
Probably the best Kirby game you could get.
So good, so good. 6 is Super Punch-Out, which I haven't really played a lot, which is strange considering my love for the original Punch-Out.
I enjoyed it greatly.
So
good
I
fun.
Hope that comes out the virtual console soon. 5, Chrono Trigger, which I've been talking all about. Yes, obviously belongs on the list. 4, Super Metroid, which would be my number one probably Super Nintendo. 3, Earthbound, which Derek loves Earthbound, so I'm surprised he restrained it and didn't put it at number 1.
Yeah.
Number 2, Legend of Zelda Link to the Past, yeah.
That's fantastic. My number 2.
And number 1, Super Mario World, which would be my number 2, really.
All right.
So no problems with this. I wouldn't put Super Punch-Out or Turtles in Time for personal reasons. Maybe instead, I don't know. You know what? Super Mario RPG is missing, which kind of irks me. I love that game.
Oh, personally. No. I should mention to Derek and his very much appreciated shout-out to us at the end of his call.
Yes, we always appreciate that,
said,
Derek.
They had it right at the end, though. I totally should do the show with them sometime, and we agree. So
we'll try
to get on that probably late in the month of May. You could say
maybe we're heading to Florida soonish,
mid-May, so we'll be back
maybe mid-May sometime in June.
Yeah.
But is there anything else that you're upset isn't in that list?
Can't really think of anything else.
Wait, what about Joe and Mac?
Joe and Mac, maybe.
That's like a personal kind of thing.
Well, I'd put Star Fox on there.
Yeah, Star Fox is kind of missing.
You can make an argument, I think, for Mario Kart.
Oh, the original Mario Kart, that's true. Yeah, there are so many good games. Super Castlevania 4 could be on there.
Yes.
Super Ghosts and Goblins. So many good games.
Yes.
All right, what else do we have in 4-1, Edge Guy?
Well, last week, I did the promised Factor Fiction.
Yeah, and a lot of people visited that, so thank you.
Yeah, so I hope you all enjoyed that.
We went 0-6, which is big. Been a lot of stuff since.
The Wonder Years by O.A.N.J. Brimfield takes a look at the game called Another World.
Another World, which is awesome. It's an old, it was Amiga game, but it's been ported a lot of other things. It's kind of like a realistic platformer. You can get a demo of it for free. Just go Google it, and you can buy it even for PC for pretty cheap.
Yeah.
If you played, there's a PS1 game called Heart of Darkness, which was made by the same guy, kind of a spiritual sequel. It's a really cool game. I think people should look at it, and I give Owen props for giving it kind of a spotlight.
Rod Orchesky in his Achievement Unlocked column talks about the top 10 gaming achievements.
Okay.
We'll see what he thinks those are. And the Checkpoint, John Curry asks, does anyone want Fatal Frame on a next-gen console? Since I've never played any of them, but I hear they're good, I say sure.
I say whatever. I have a Danny Glover philosophy on that. Whatever, who gives a shit?
That's nice. this week's Factor Fiction has Dan Hirsch and John Curry. They talk about, among other things, GTA 4 sales figures and competitive games that give advantages to those that are losing, like Mario Kart.
Right.
Or Super Smash Brothers.
They gave... They agreed a lot more than we did.
Yeah.
All right. So we got a lot of that stuff. Of course, check out the usual console-specific columns like the Beyond the Report with Mark.
And, the Full Circle, fan. Joe Roche, and...
And Theo Fraser and Nintendo Files.
Yes.
Let's thank Mark now for being on the show.
Yes, Mark did join us last week, for those of you who listened. And
it went really well. A lot of people listened. Did a great job.
It was good fun. It was like 2 hours long. Yeah. That third voice really pads it out.
We hope to have him back.
Yes.
So we have an email in our
Yes, we have one from reader David Redke. Sent us his quick note. What is the hardest part about doing the podcast?
Let's talk about that first.
Okay.
Sometimes for me, I'm just... Like, today I'm in a good mood. I don't know. Sometimes, it's rarely, but sometimes I have to try a little bit hard. And I don't want to say that I ever, you know, don't sound enthused, but sometimes it comes off a bit more naturally.
I'd say, dealing with editing issues that pop up.
Random ones, especially.
Yeah, like
me kicking.
Volume cutting out. Even, like, last week's show, we had a lot, there was a lot of echo as I still tried to figure out the best way to do a phoned-in guest, and I think I've come up with a better solution for next time.
Right. I mean, you'll have those problems.
So, yeah, I mean, the technical end, obviously. The editing, I've gotten the whole system of uploading and posting down to a pretty good science. It takes me about 15 minutes to do now.
Right.
I mean, it's not as bad as it used to be before we got our new equipment. That used to take me about an hour and a half to get a show ready.
Right.
Now it takes me about 10 minutes.
Right. So, you know, nothing too hard for me. It's all fun. All
right, so now we move into my shame as David continues. Why did the intro music to this week's Exploding Barrel sound so different?
Meaning
no
last
intro
week's.
Music? Did the copyright owners give you a cease and desist order? Okay, so because I'm a huge idiot.
Yes.
In what was probably our biggest week yet with all the
it was. It
fiction
was biggest,
coverage.
It was our biggest day.
And Mark being on. I, like an idiot, uploaded the wrong file and forgot to put in the intro, outro, and remove like the pre and post parts of the recording that I usually delete. My bad.
Yeah, I contacted you.
If it really bothers you, I did fix it around like 2 o'clock the next afternoon. So if you would like to go re-download it, you may.
Yes.
So
Mark deserves
apologies.
Better, damn it.
And I've now learned my lesson. So you'll admit, once I make a mistake, I typically don't do it a second time as far as this process goes.
Yeah. We'll see we'll see the next time I kick my volume knob.
Yeah.
All right.
We're learning.
But,
we're learning.
Sorry about that, everyone. But we're better. So we're kind of coming to the end here. First, I want to say Squadron of Shame, which is sort of been sort of – it's like a book club for gaming, it's been described, where we sort of tackle individual games, kind of obscure games sometimes, or games we think are overlooked or are going to be overlooked. We just don't do old games, like once we did Odin Sphere, for example.
Yes.
So that's kind of a group I'm involved with, and you're kind of getting involved in now that you can ape off
the success.
Yes,
they're found over at 1UP.com.
Yeah, that's where we're at. Yeah, but they started a podcast, and we were on that, and that was a lot of fun. And you can check that out at squadronofshame.com. And I think it's on the iTunes Music Store now.
Yes, or you can check out the squadron itself at squadronofshame-club.1UP.com and join in the discussion there. Good group of guys. It's if you're looking for a place to have like a kind of more quote-unquote serious discussion about gaming.
It's very much changed. Yeah, that's what it is. It's kind of neat because it's like a discussion of...
Rock God say that it was a... Pichu did a lot of chin stroking going on.
Right. I mean, most of the we talked about a game called The Shiva, which I talked about on here a little bit, that sort of Jewish adventure game.
Yes.
And I mean, a lot of the discussion was just like about religion and games. It was really
interesting. It was very highbrow stuff. I was very proud of us.
Yeah,
we all felt smart.
So listen, give that a listen to.
And also huge props to Pete Davison, aka Angry Jedi in the squadron, who
edited
that show together, and he did a fantastic job with it.
Hey, it's kinda got a little video podcast on the Squadron of Shame site. Excuse me, KFC chicken's coming back up.
Yeah.
Love you, Colonel.
So, please check that out, and hopefully we can get about, like, I think we're shooting for like one a month of those.
Well, it's just whenever we do a thing. I think
mission, as we call it.
Right, the next mission is probably going to be a DS game. I've been pushing for World Ends With You.
Yes.
And besides that, keep sending us emails. You can contact me at tolkoto@gmail.com. That's T to the O to the K-O-T-O. For those of you who don't know how to spell
it. Wait, say that again?
T to the O to the K-O-T-O.
You're skipping the L, though.
No, T to the O.
Oh.
T to the O to the K-O-T-O.
I see. That just sounds complicated.
Well,
T-O-O. I'm adguy711@gmail.com.
See, I'm just mad. I feel like people keep emailing you because they don't know how to spell Tolkoto.
Send some to Mike. It'll make them feel better.
Oh, shut up. I got more emails than you before.
Uh-huh.
Shut up.
Okay.
I want to play
check out our blog, explodingbarrel.wordpress.com. I think, did you just turn off your mic already?
No, I was thinking about like
just walking
this.
Away and starting to play GTA.
There's
a weird
thing.
You could do that while I edit.
Apparently on ECW last night, like towards the main event, the announcers like got up and walked away. And we don't know if it was an angle yet or what. I don't know. Sorry, I thought I would throw that in. Wrestling and whatnot.
So everyone play GTA. I know that the guy who delivered my dishwasher saw me playing it, laundry washer, and was like, "Oh, you got it! I got it yesterday. I haven't played it yet. Is it sweet?" And so he was talking to me about that.
It's definitely one of those big game releases.
Yes, we'll have all the sales figures, everything's for you for next week, and we'll go into that. Yes.
Scary story. Did you hear that GameStop is like just kind of disregarding pre-orders?
Yeah,
so you
that.
Have to pick yours up.
Yeah,
don't
pre-order
it.
Go get it. And I say don't ever pre-order anything there again because I pre-ordered at Best Buy. I walked in the door. I kid you not, there was about 100 sitting on a table by the door. And another 50
by
the gaming section.
If you pre-order a big game like that at Best Buy, you're okay.
There were more behind the customer service. They must have 200 copies.
I pre-ordered SmackDown vs. Raw there, and it was a bit of a nightmare.
Right.
Like, they kind of didn't know what was going on. But whatever. All right. So I'm heading out.
Me too. We'll see you all in a few days. Take care.